Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and today is, April 21st, 2017, and there went my brain. It always does this. Okay, let's see. We just finished the UFO conference in Eureka Springs. It was, oh my goodness, it was fantastic. That was last weekend, and now our next one, we'll be gearing up for the Transformation Conference in June. So I'll be doing some shows for that here really soon. And then all around that conference, we also have a lot of things with our classes. So excited about that. I'll be going to China and Taiwan. I leave next week to do some classes there. And like I said, in June, we have our Transformation Conference. That'll be the 9th to the 11th. And on the 7th of June, we will have our QHHT Practitioner Reunion. And we open that to, it's not just the practitioners. You know, we can have, you know, anyone can come to that. So if you want to come see what we do, that's, just kind of get an idea. It's a lot of fun. You can come. Anyone can come to that. And then before that, we have our level one class. And after the conference, we have a level two class. We have all kinds of things going on all around this. And we're going to be running some special deal packages. So if you're thinking about maybe going to a class or maybe going to the reunion, maybe going to the conference, we're running some packages that will really give you some specials so that you can enjoy all of that and get a break too. So anyway, really, really excited about our guest tonight. She is a QHHT practitioner, but she's so much more than that. And we've got a special bond. She's another one of my soul sisters here. I just love her to pieces. It's one of those, you know, when you meet someone and you're just like, I know you. And that's what happened with us. It's just one of those things. I'm just so happy to have her aboard. I'm just so happy to call her friend and colleague and I just love her. Anyway, welcome aboard, Erica Mithlis.
Julia, thank you so much. Wow, that was the most beautiful introduction I've ever heard in my life. I have, like, my cheeks hurt a little bit right now. Well, I'm smiling so hard. And yes, oh my God, soul sister indeed. Our paths were meant to cross. I mean, it was there was no way that wasn't going to happen, right?
I know. It was so funny. It was in, we can give a little bit. We were in Burbank, California. This was what, last
February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It was just a year. Yeah. A little over a year ago. Mm-hmm. Let's see. That was the level two class, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah.
And it was just so funny because it was like, we just kept, I'm trying to remember. It was in the elevator, but yeah, I think yes. It was like, that's where it eventually happened. It was like we just kept on.
It was like every time you and I wanted to ride the elevator, it was just the two of us. Yeah. Every time. It was like, oh, here we are again. We're obviously meant to talk to each other.
Yeah. Yes. And it was one of those things. It was just this, there was this, like I said, there was this recognition. There was just vibration. Mm-hmm. And it was just something. It's like, it's one of those things when you know somebody.
you know this is part of my soul family. You know, this is someone I've known for many incarnations. I recognize this in my soul. Yeah.
yes, absolutely.
It's beautiful. So thank you, universe, for finally putting us together again.
And like I said, I just... Yes. Well, and that's how you feel about your soul family. You just love them to pieces. Mm-hmm. So,
oh yeah. From miles away, it's like, you know, they're always just so close, you know, it's great.
Yeah. Yes. So let's go back and let's tell everyone. This is my favorite part of all of these shows. This is what I love to do is let's find out how you got into all of this. Because like I said, there's so much more to you, you know, my gosh,
I do a little bit of a lot, right?
Yes, you do. And so let's hear about your journey. Yeah. I mean, let's go way back and let's see how you got started and let's hear about your whole journey into, to where we crossed paths.
Okay. So let's include all of it. Great. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So when I was a little one, I mean, I remember being probably 3 years old and I knew that I was going to be a doctor. And I knew that because I knew that my purpose was to help people heal. And I also had this like kind of morbid fascination with the body. Like I wanted to get in there and look at it, like inside of it. Isn't that weird? Like as a little kid.
No, I totally get it.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, I guess all of us medical people like just want to see how all of that works. It's so neat. So yeah, so you know, high school came and I still knew it then, and so when I went to college I got right on that biology pre-med track and started taking all those classes so I could go to medical school. And during that time in college, I started to learn about the body and how it worked. And I started to get really confused as to why we treat it this way. You know, it just didn't start. It didn't make any sense to me that the, you know, just basic biochemistry is the body reacts to what it recognizes and it's going to fight whatever it doesn't. And so I thought, well, why are we giving it this medicine that it's not going to recognize? It's certainly not natural. It's made in a lab. So I sought out other options, and I was lucky to have to take a class at another school because I was really bad at organic chemistry.
Oh my God, isn't that a horrible course?
It's the worst. And unfortunately, my teacher thought I went to Princeton, which I didn't. Like, but she thought she was teaching at Princeton, like on that level. And I was like, oh, I just can't get it. And I had a study partner who was like, I don't understand why you can't get this. You're smart. Like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't know.
So I thought I was smart until I took that course.
Until I got that little humbling experience. Right. So, but it all turned out to be excellent because when I went to that other school, it turned out that the teacher there told me all about naturopathic medicine and that there were actually medical schools for this. And I had no idea. I thought I had to go to a different school and then maybe specialize and take some special classes. No, I could go straight to naturopathic medical school. So that was really exciting. So I was gung-ho and I applied to all the schools and decided on sunny Arizona. I came from Philadelphia.
Oh.
And yeah, so I decided I'd like a little bit of a weather change here. Yeah. And my grandfather, who was someone who I always admired, he always wanted to be out here. And he never made it. So I thought I would do it for him. And that was kind of a cool aspect. Yeah. So, and then going through medical school, you know, graduated, had a baby along the way. My mother died right after I graduated, about a year later. And had a lot of other experiences around that same time, which really kind of triggered my connection to other realms. You know, once my mom died, it was like I needed a way to talk to her, or it was just more, I kept noticing more of her communication with me.
Mm. If,
you know, like right after she died, I had a nice sign from her, you know, where I was forced to look up in the sky by a bird who dive bombed me because I was refusing. It was like I felt them pushing my chin up, but I was like, no, I was being stubborn. I was upset. And I was like, mm-mm. And so the bird dive bombed me and made me look up, and there was an angel in the clouds. And So after that, it was like, all right, this is kind of cool. So I started noticing more and more things. and getting more in tune with this side, you know, the spiritual and intuitive side of myself, which was always there, but I never really paid much attention to it. Being pregnant with my daughter really also sparked that intuitive side as well. It's just that I kind of ignored it, you know. So then, you know, fast forward years of practicing naturopathic medicine and helping people to the best of my ability with everything natural under the sun, like the most potent things you can do, like IV therapies, ozone therapies, you name it, acupuncture. I mean, you do everything you can, and people still wouldn't heal. And I kept seeing that they weren't healing because they're keeping them sick in their mind. They're telling them that they're themselves the same story over and over, and or having the same emotion, you know, that they're just not letting go of. And so I wound up sending people home with prescriptions for meditation all the time. Like, this is what you need to do first and foremost, you know. But as you know, it's hard to get people to take that personal responsibility for their own health, you know. Everyone's wants a magic pill. And so in my line of work, it was the natural magic pill, which there isn't one. You know, how do I do this naturally? Well, yeah. So all along the way, somewhere I had found Dolores, and I found her through a series of different events. And I'm actually excited to tell you how I found her, because I didn't even realize that I found her as early as I did until this last year.
Okay.
So isn't that neat? Yeah. So, well, it's not neat until I tell you. So late in the 1990s, I was still living on the East Coast, and this was before I'd moved to Arizona, but there was on the History Channel, there was a Nostradamus series that I was watching.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked all about 9/11. Well, it wasn't 9/11 then, because it was before it happened. But being on the East Coast at that time, that prediction made me nervous about our family and friends there. And so I remembered it. And I also remembered they talked about 2012, an earthquake in California. So after 9/11 happened, I was convinced that there was going to be an earthquake in California in 2012. So I started researching it because I kind of wanted to move there in the like late 2000, like maybe 8 or 9. So I was scared to do that because I didn't want it to fall off. So I thought I would wait, but let me do some research and let's see what's going on and see if anybody can give me any answers. So through all of that research, I found 2012 Ascension things, and then ultimately came back to and found Dolores with all of the new Earth information that was out there. But I just realized this year that that was probably her I was watching on the History Channel all the way back then.
Probably so. So,
right?
Yeah. Now, when did you move to Arizona from? Okay, so you were seeing that in the 90s.
Yeah.
When did you move to Arizona?
I came out here in 99, and I started.
Oh, okay. So what? It was short then. After that then.
Mm-hmm. It was okay. It was like the winter before that I moved, because I already knew I was moving. And I had said to my friend I was watching the show with, well, we're going to have our family come out to Arizona during that time because I don't want them to be here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, I mean, it was kind of the same thing with meeting you. I was destined to find her one way or another. So once I did and started listening to everything she had to say, it resonated so deeply and was in line with everything that, not everything, but a little bit of what I had learned for myself in practice. So it was like, look no further. You found the answer. You found the closest thing to a magic pill you can find. Let's call it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it is. I mean,
yeah.
It is magic. I mean,
yes.
Really,
yes.
It feels like magic, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. Wow, does it?
Mm-hmm. So you took the online course, right?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now when did you do that?
I did that back in 2013, like the fall, I think it was. And It was interesting how that kind of came about too. It was years that I was, you know, wanting to take the class, but I either didn't have the money or I couldn't come to Arkansas. Oh, that's what it was at first. I couldn't come to Arkansas. And then when the opportunity came up where the online class started, I was probably the first one on the list.
I was going to say, yeah, 13 is when it came out online.
Yeah, I remember emailing and saying, oh, I'm in. Let me know when it's when it's ready. Yep. And I had a patient who's actually her last words to me after I had told her about it. She had wound up dying a few weeks later, but she had told me her last words were, you better take that class. So I didn't really have a choice.
Wow.
Yeah. Not like I wasn't going to take it anyway, but, you know, that just compounded it a bit.
Her dying wish.
Exactly. I made a promise.
Oh, my. Okay. So you took the course in 13.
Mm-hmm. And then I went and had a session.
Oh,
with,
good.
With a practitioner here, because being already in the medical field, I've already kind of learned that thing where I can't do something to somebody else that I haven't already done or experienced. Right. So yeah. I couldn't even do a session on someone without having that experience. So, yeah, mm-hmm. That was the first thing I did. And it was fabulous. Well, you know, it's hard to describe your first QHHT session, but fabulous is the only word I can come up with, because you just learn, you learn so much about yourself, like mm-hmm. why I am the way I am, why I resonate with what I resonate with.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I was off and running after that. I actually came upon my office, which I always say they found for me. Because it was right next door to an energy healer who I had already seen, who had helped me a lot. And I fell in love with her office. It was so cute, tucked away in a little corner in a busy area of town, but tucked away where it was nice and quiet. And I fell in love with her spot. So I wanted one just like that.
Uh-huh.
Turned out the suite right next door, available. Right when I went there and saw this big sign, this is available. And it was suite 111.
Well, of course.
Of course it was. So, you know, it all lines up perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And then my first session I ever did was like right out of the books. And I literally, Julia, I'm not lying to you when I tell you, I swear, I just like read what I was taught. I don't think I even did anything right besides like just follow what I was supposed to do, you know, but I don't think I did anything else. Like, my voice, I just read it. And God, she went right out and had the most amazing past life. And I was like, so shocked, like this really does work and I can do it too.
Uh-huh.
And she woke up and she was like, my knees don't hurt. I can walk. And you know, wow. And I got home and I was like, you know what? I just spent like hours talking to another entity in another dimension. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah, really.
I was mind blown, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's like candy. You know, you just always want more.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Tell me more.
So, let's see. What do you want to know about? I can tell you about sessions, different sessions I've done, or even more about my experience that we had last year at the reunion was amazing as well. My second session that I had with Maria last year.
Yeah.
In Eureka Springs.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So you, we can do both, because I want to know more about. Yeah, let's go first to your next session. Let's do that, and then we'll talk about your other sessions that you've had yourself. So let's do that first, your second session.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this one had to be my favorite because you know, it was yeah. Well, you got to see it, which was great because it was part of Maria's training.
Mm-hmm.
So what was neat was that, you know, it was offered to me. And so I'm very grateful that presented itself, because it really helped me a lot this last year.
Mm-hmm.
But right before we went in to do the session, we saw a UFO.
That's right.
It's like we got a little visitation right before. We saw a blue orb along with that, that I saw it first, and then I thought, is that really what I'm seeing? And then Maria said, do you see that orb? And I said, yeah, I didn't think I was really seeing it, though.
So spots before my eyes.
Yes. So when we went in to do the session, you know, if this had been my first session, I think I would have been so confused. I probably would have let my conscious mind, you know, take control, right? Mm-hmm. Somehow I probably would have just been so confused. But this time, I think that I had enough spoonfuls of information where I wasn't going to experience any of that cognitive dissonance, right? So I don't know. I wound up a light being who was driving a ship to go and leave rocks that carried energies and knowledge in a report station out in space. And they're kept there so everyone has access to that information, to that knowledge. And driving this spaceship was really interesting. It looked like you went that little cockpit area, or not cockpit, the flight attendant area when you first get on a plane. Mm-hmm. But when you walk into the main area, it's a big glass dome like the Louvre, you know, kind of like paneled like the Louvre, and the only a very bright white, just light in there. And there's a table in the middle with a glass pad on it. And I walked up to it and I started pressing it, and coordinates came up on the screen, and the ship itself became transparent out in front of me, and we were just driving through space. And I reported back to a main area where ultimately at the end of the day, once my job was done, I hopped back on my ship, which was a different ship. It was a pod that I laid down in, and it shot me out, and I realized I was in a death pod. And then that pod then transformed into a blue orb. And then I was then floating above the earth. And my new job was just to help from there. And I can go wherever I want and be wherever I want. I remember that a lot from my session. I can do whatever I want from here. And everything happened in that session in my mind. So I could travel and go anywhere just by that instant thought. And I also worked with crystals in that session. It was a very long session, so I just want to give the tidbits of it. But the crystals wound up being very significant for me this year. And I've actually been working with not solid crystals so much, but I get them in meditation a lot. So if I ask for help, I'll just see a crystal. And that happened to me today, this morning. I was very excited about being here tonight. And I was like, okay, you guys, can you help me calm down? Like, I'm kind of an ADD kid anyway, so my energy is very high to begin with. And so when you add excitement to that mix, it's like, all right, I'm up in the clouds. So so when I meditated this morning, I kind of saw that above the earth view. Mm-hmm. And then I asked them for help, and they put a piece of petrified wood in my lap, and I could literally feel the heaviness of it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right? Well, I didn't know this. This is how I learn about crystals. I don't know about them until they show me, and then I'm like, what is that? And so I'll ask them what it means. And then, so they told me it was for grounding, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. All right. Well, then I look it up. And saw, you know, it was good for like calming scattered energies. And I wound up, I have a nice big piece of petrified wood. So this afternoon I went and I cleaned it up, and it told me it wanted to get dried in the sun. And I was like, okay. So in my session, I could also hear crystals. So now I know that I can hear them. I let them talk to me, and I don't think it's crazy.
Yeah.
So So I brought this piece of wood out in the sun, and it just so happens that the very center core of it has this iridescent sparkle. And I would have never seen that before. So that's what they were showing me, that that iridescent core that we all are, that light being inside of us. You know, like this is who you are. This is what we all are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a couple of things that you said in your thing about your session there.
Mm-hmm.
That I want to ask about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, you were talking about the panel when you went in, and you said there was a glass panel that you would touch, and you would put in some coordinates.
Mm-hmm.
What else could you tell me about that panel?
Well, it was like the left side of the panel that lit up. And it was like it only lit up when I went over to it and started to touch it. And I just knew where to touch it. And it would just light up. And as that was it. And it would take me from there. That's really all I could see, was just the green, like constellations.
That's what I'm. Okay, say that again.
The constellations.
You could see those on that panel.
Oh yeah, those were the coordinates. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was looking for right there. It was okay, because that's what I've seen.
Oh really?
Yes.
No yeah. way. You've yeah. seen it too. I love it.
When you no were saying, way. You're like, I went over to this glass panel and there was, I was waiting for you to say, and I could see the constellations, but you didn't say that. I was like, but that's what I saw, was the constellations.
Yeah, you had to drag that out of me. the coordinates, you know, the star coordinates, the constellations.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's like, yeah, and that, it's like this huge table. It's like this huge. Yeah, and that's what it did. And that's all I remember. I don't remember. I never touched it. I just remember it was like all these constellations.
Oh, now
I remember.
So you didn't touch it, but did yours? Like, did you move in yours, or do you just remember the pad?
I just remember. I remember that it's like this big, huge, round. It was just this table. It's like round table in the center of the room.
Right in the center. Like nothing else in the room, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
That's all I remember.
Wow.
It's like that was the most important thing in that room.
Yeah.
Well,
the only and most important. Yeah. But I guess besides us.
Yeah. Okay. And then the pods. Okay. Tell me more about the pods. So that means I have three questions. Okay. So the pods.
Okay.
Are you talking about that? Tell me more about that.
So the death pod, or is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I thought was interesting about this too, is that I thought it was the same ship that I was used to, but it really wasn't. And before I got on it, the steps were blue, and I walked up those steps and got in it. And then I realized it was a different ship. And that I laid down because there wasn't enough room for anything else, but just it, like kind of a coffin, but it was shaped like an egg, you know, and very comfortable. And Maria had me look at myself, and I was wearing a long blue robe, which was different than what I had on before.
Okay.
And once I laid down and I was shot out into space, it just transformed. And when it did into that orb, the energy of that was very intense.
Mm-hmm.
You can't describe that. You know what I'm talking about. Anyone else who has had a session and been with Source kind of understands what that feels like, that intense joy and peace and love. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, I've seen myself in like these, but that's different. What you're describing is different than what I've seen myself in. It's been more like, more like what they what is it? More like the they're clear, and I'm trying to think of the word.
Like opaque? Not clear. You said clear, but I'm thinking I saw like a white, like shiny white clearness, but not clear. So.
Well, it's more clear. I mean, maybe it's opaque. Yeah. It seems more clear. Like you can see through it.
Oh, okay.
I can see out of it. I'm inside and I can see out of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing outside of it. I just remember being in it, and then it just transformed me, and the thing transformed into the orb.
Yeah. Well, this is like, it's what I'm saying. It's different from what you're talking about. But it's like what mine was is like in the one. It's like there's different ones, but that I'm in. But in one of them, it's like I plug in, and it's like where you plug in to upload your stuff. You know, it's like this is where we transfer all of our data, I guess.
Interesting. Are you sitting in it?
Laying.
You lay in it.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, lay down. And it's kind of you plug in.
That's interesting. What does it plug into?
That's a good question.
Well, I was wondering, you know, that report station that I was at, like maybe can it plug in there? There's all that information in there.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. I've had different ones, and one of them, it's like, that's where I'm at right now, actually. And that's, I'm there simultaneously. You know, it's like, that's, yeah. So that's, I'm doing that while I'm doing this. So it's like, and it's, yes. I'm there why are words not coming to me?
Because it's Mercury retrograde.
I mean, it's like I'm in a sleep state is what I'm trying to say.
Ah. You
know? Yeah. And, and having several, and they kept saying, this is the core. I don't know if we talked about this in the level two class. I'm starting to talk about it in some of the classes. And it was like, because it was plugging in there, and this is some cool information. It's like, this is the core, and it's like everything feeds, it goes out. All the experiences go out from this part and they go out and have all the experiences. And then then all the experiences come back. They feed back to the core. Then that transfers on to something else. And we can only imagine what the something else is. Something.
Sure. I like see like to infinity and beyond, and like probably keeps probably happening and happening.
Yeah, higher data bank of some kind. So,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Another way to source their learning about itself, right?
Exactly. Now, when you said you shot out, this is really cool. You shot out and you became the blue orb.
Mm-hmm.
So what I got, and I got this also when I was listening to the session, or watching the session, I can't remember, I think I was watching it, was that, because you said before the session, you saw a blue orb.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you with me?
Yes.
And hopefully we're not too out there for our audience. And I didn't give the call-in number. I apologize. That you were seeing yourself.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
100%. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. You met yourself before the session.
Yes. And I think, actually, I don't think Maria asked me that question, asked my higher self that question, I should say. And they said, of course we came to visit before we spoke.
Yeah, of course.
Well, of course. Why are you so surprised? Yeah, it's not like we haven't visited you before.
Yeah. And see, that's where this is this whole thing. But this is where we're at. This is where we are now. You know, where we can, you know, we're multidimensional being, and we are, I've got my hands interlaced. This is where we do need video.
Video, right. Video.
This is what they're showing me. My hands are interlaced, and my fingers are, and they're in a, and they're crossed in a diagonal pattern. And apparently that means something. Okay, great. Thank you so much. I love it when they do things like that.
Right.
Okay. But, it, you know, the simultaneous, you know.
Exactly, we have, the word, Julie, I was just going to say. You just read my mind. I literally just wrote down simultaneous.
Okay, yeah, it all has to do with that. But it's something to do with this crisscrossing. These fingers are crossing in this manner. And so it has something to do with that.
When you say that, I see like interwoven strands, like DNA.
Is it a crossing
like that? Because it's hard for me to do my fingers. Like, I'm not sure exactly.
I'll show you afterwards. I'll have to turn the video on so you can see him. Anyway, it might be. It's something. It's probably that. It's where everything. Yeah, it's a simultaneous, and every life affects the other. Nothing is independent. They're all interdependent. That's right. That would mean they all affect each other, right?
Yes. An entire soul, it affects the entire soul, all different aspects of that soul in any given time frame or continuum.
Yeah. Ooh, that's big.
Mm-hmm.
That's big. Ooh. Oh, yeah. My throat just went, ooh. It was like, yeah.
Like I see it like a big, like obelisk crystal as the entire soul. And then each facet along the perimeter is all those different aspects of our self.
Very cool.
Mm.
Very cool. Okay. So, and what a huge thing to discover about yourself.
Wow. Yes. And you know what's so big about it is it helps me remember who I am, like why I'm here and why I'm kind of, you know, the crazy person of my family. Like I'm not so, it's okay. I can be a little different than everybody else in my family.
So are you different than your family?
Except for my mother and my daughter, yes. Very much so. My mother and I were definitely the crazy ones. My mom definitely, she led the way, which was nice. So,
and that's interesting that she passed. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like she may have passed to kind of help you from the other side.
You know, maybe. I definitely think it was one of those agreements. You know, I chose a mom who chose to leave early. And so before I came here, I chose that so I could learn. You know, I learned a lot from that experience.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot from my mother while she was here. You know, I was very fortunate. She was a Reiki master, shiatsu practitioner. She was in acupuncture school. She was a nurse, first and foremost, a pediatric nurse her whole life.
Oh, wow.
So she was really good with fine detail, which I am too. I got that from her. But, you know, I was lucky that every time I was sick or something was wrong, my mom would slap her hands together and rub them and put them over me. And, you know, I knew energy healing worked when I was a teenager. So I got a little head start, you know, with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did Indian sweats with her and her wild women friends. They called each other the wild women.
So, well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So that way you didn't have to unlearn things.
Right. Well, I was raised Catholic.
Okay, I take that back.
I know, I'm like, well, they tried. grade school, high school, and college, private school the whole time, and all girls in high school. So it was pretty serious.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Oh, my, indeed. You know, I was that girl in high school where I would, you know, raise my hand in religion class and ask the nun a question because none of what she was saying made any sense to me. So I would ask a logical, common sense question, and she would just shake her head and be like, sit down, Erica. Just be quiet and sit down. Okay. So, yeah, it was fun growing up. But luckily I have a strong will. You know, I'm very grateful for that because I was able to be like, yeah, I don't think you're right. Even as a young one, I was kind of, I always stayed true to what I believed inside, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, well, thank God good. I chose to come in with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It also makes me very stubborn, so I have to balance it.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so let's talk about then your sessions now. So, and, you know, my favorite, I always love the healing to start with. So let's just, you know, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. So, but, you know, just your favorite sessions or anything you want to talk about as far as what kind of sessions you've been having.
Well, I just had a really amazing one just a couple weeks ago. And this lady has cancer, mm-hmm. and her bone, it started in her breast years ago and went to her liver and her lymph, and she healed herself a couple years ago. And all the lab tests showed all the cancer was gone. Everyone was shocked, you know, what's going on here, and she was fine. Well, turns out a couple years later and the cancer is back, and so she came to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked on every aspect of her body, and her higher self gave some beautiful message that if we have time, I asked for a message for humanity at the end of her session. That's so beautiful. So mm-hmm. if we have time, I'll read that. But she could feel her bones vibrating.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right. You know what that vibration is the neatest feeling. Mm-hmm. You have to have a session to feel it. Or actually, I felt it in other ways sometimes, but a little different. But it's an internal vibration that it's really a neat feeling. I had that in my own session too. My whole face felt like
that's major energy.
Oh yeah. Major. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you can, and she could see it too. She could see the light in her bones and she could feel it. So, they worked on all of like her fluid accumulation, and, ultimately her main thing is that she was working on trusting herself. Mm-hmm. So she calls me the next day, or texted me and said, now this is a woman who has been in constant pain for months and months and months, like cannot sleep, can't find a comfortable position, cannot exercise, and is also not experiencing any type of joy in her life whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So she texted me the next day and said, I feel amazing. She said, I slept better than I've slept in the longest time. She said, I have absolutely no pain whatsoever.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just having no pain is like, what? I mean, quality of life just went through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's what's interesting about this session. So she's been keeping me updated because I asked her to just, you know, let me know if any of this lab stuff changes, because she's going to a really, a good place for her treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And so she texted me and said, she said, you know, this is really weird. I feel amazing, but my numbers haven't changed. And I was like, well, that's okay. you feel great.
Mm-hmm. But she's very, very intuitive. So she has constant contact and gets messages. So they were telling her she needed to have another session. And she was like, well, why would I need another session? Because we forgot to ask a few specific questions.
And it's so funny because I can't believe that I missed it and it wasn't on her list. So here's what we didn't ask. I mean, this is embarrassing, but I'm going to do this and tell you guys that I made this little flub because it's going to help everyone. I didn't ask specifically for the cancer itself to be healed. I went through every little, I know.
Erica.
I know. Can you believe it? I mean, Julia, we talked about her chemo treatments. We went through every single aspect of her body, you know, and healed those things. And, you know, both of us just kind of just assume like, well, that just comes along with it, right? No, it does not. No. Yeah. So I learned a very valuable lesson. And as I was telling her this, they told her there are no mistakes. Don't let her think that she made a mistake. There's a reason for this. And so we'll find out because I'll be seeing her next week. So we can ask the specific question that I needed to ask her.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And there is a very valuable reason. And one is to say it right here. But there's probably more, like you said, and it'll come out in the session.
Yes, exactly. I think this whole thing is orchestrated just like everything else. Mm-hmm. They said the specific word witness. So when I heard that, I thought, well, maybe I'll just video this then. So, we'll see. We'll see what comes out of it. But she told me yesterday on the phone, we were making the appointment. She took a walk. She went hiking. In Phoenix, which is not easy. These are mountains and rocks and it's hot. And it was late morning when she did it. And she said, I just got back. Now, normally I'd be in pain. I'd be really tired. I wouldn't want to do anything for the rest of the day. I would just be totally spent. She goes, no, I feel great. I'm going to run around and do errands. She's like, I don't care what these tests say.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly.
And that's what she's learning. She's learning to trust herself. She's learning to trust how she feels, and she's learning to trust her guidance.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's all part of the process.
But, right. Well, and that is what a big part of this is, you know. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. And that's what her whole session was about, trust.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Right. Yeah, so always learning something, right? It never a dull moment.
Right. No, absolutely. And that's, like you said, that is so, so big. And that's, that's what people need to know, though, is these major things, it's just a matter of asking. But, mm-hmm. But that is the huge part. See, we can do it all. It's just a matter of trusting ourselves.
Yes.
It all comes into us.
It really is. It's trusting and believing in yourself and listening, asking, and not only asking, but asking specifically because you just heard that story. Right? Yeah. And then trusting what you hear and allowing. Mm-hmm. It's really that simple. And we all make it so much more complicated than it has to be.
Yes.
Like our conscious mind just can't get over the fact that that's what it is. For real. It's a hard thing for the conscious mind to swallow.
Well, because we have all these things around us constantly telling us how hard it is.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but we need all these other things.
Right.
She
actually talked about that in this session. She was talking about her purpose here is to embody the light within her and with all of us and within everyone. Mm-hmm. And I asked, you know, so is that all she needs to do is find the light within herself and that all we need to do with it, you know, find it within ourselves? And they said, yeah, it sounds pretty simple, right? And I said,
I said, yeah, but it's not. You know, why is it so hard? And they said, I'm going to read this. I have it in front of me. They said, because you don't understand, the spirit knows always it's not separate. Always. It's not something it needs to remember. The ego, the I, the self, the character you create. When you try to understand from that aspect, you'll never find the light. From that point of view, from the mind, the physical mind, the light does not exist. When you remember to call forth who you actually are, you can make the choice to live more fully from the light, excuse me, and not from the character. Obviously, we have all chosen to create the character as a vehicle to then see if you can be the light within the character. And that's it. Yeah.
There you go.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's the game. It's absolutely gorgeous. Yes.
And what's great is that you just said it's a game. And so I said, well, is that the test? And they said, it's not really a test. And you already know this. It's more like a game.
Yeah.
And they said, it's hard to kind of whittle it down to a game because, you know, to take some of the world's deepest hurts and tragedies and simplify them like that. But they said, we didn't say this was a fun game. This is a game of experience.
Because, it is a game of experience. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Where we're honing our abilities and our talents and our,
and creating, learning how to, build it up and, or break it down. And then how do you build it back up again or create this out of this? Yeah. That's the game. Perfecting creation.
Yeah. And that's what I feel like this time now is all about learning that it is a game and we created the game and, and who we really are in relation to it. So, that's what it's all about now. And that once you learn that part of it, I mean, oh my gosh, it's so empowering.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hold on. I set this up.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a reason, a really good reason, a very important reason for all of this. And in the end, I'll know what it is and I'm going to be grateful for it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Erica, before we run out of time, I want you to let everybody know how they can find you and get hold of you if they want to.
Oh, sure. So I think the easiest is my website, drerica.org, and that'll lead you to all of my Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or to my office, my contact information. And it's ERICA.org, drerica.org.
Now, is doctor spelled out?
D-R. No, I'm sorry. It's DRERICA.org. Thank you.
Okay.
I shouldn't assume that everyone just abbreviates the doctor part. DR. Yeah.
Super. And and then that way they can find everything they need to. And you are located in?
I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah. Nice. And it's nice and warm there, isn't it?
It's a little too warm right now, Julia. It's already 90-something degrees today. I had the air conditioning on.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. It's a little too early, but that's okay.
I might come out and see you.
Yes, please. I have a guest room here ready and waiting for you.
Oh, goodness. Well, I feel like, you have something to say. For the final, I mean, that other message was fantastic. You still have something as a parting message here.
Yeah, so. I thought that I would read a little, if I'm watching the time, so read a little bit of this message for humanity that came out of this session I've been talking about. It's beautiful, and it's for all of us.
Yeah.
So here it goes.
Okay.
Trust who you are and where you come from. This can be done with even the smallest of intellect. If you could not judge each other, they're such simple things, but as we have said before, you make them overly complicated. Love, or what you know of love, is the most important thing that you already know. When you are lost, look to yourself and the love that resides within you. The answers are always there. The answers that no one else can give you, because they are not living from your perspective. When you understand you have all of the answers, you can live without fear. You can live without judgment of others, and you can always heal. Now, healing does not always mean there is an illness, because not everyone will be healed of an illness if that is not their plan, and that is obvious. You are healing emotions. There is nothing else to heal. There is nothing that is real but emotions, because emotions are energy. The human body has an array of different emotions, which make this place appear to be difficult. But you control the emotions. You control that energy. That is the best way to control the ego and not let it consume or overtake what it is you want to experience within this life. In other words, when you learn to control the emotional body, you allow the true aspect of the self, the spirit, to be aligned and in balance with the body. When emotions are not controlled, the ego, or what you consider I, is dominant, and therefore the body is not in balance. And then, I know, beautiful, right? And then I asked, this word control kind of brings a little bit, tinges in me a bit, and so I just wanted to clarify, what did they mean by that? Like, when you say control, what is exactly, you know, your intention there? And they said choice. Choice, yeah. Yeah. We don't obviously mean control, but that this is something that the body has created. So you have a choice. Yeah.
Absolutely. We always have the choice. Oh, thank you so much, Erica. This has been fantastic.
Yes, thank you. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to be here and chat with you. And it's been really fun.
Oh, it has. It has. Well, oh, my goodness. Well, we are out of time. And yeah, there's our 60-second warning, actually. So I thought we were already out. So, okay. Anyway, this has been such a wonderful. Oh, it's been wonderful. Yes, so anyway, till next time, I won't be on for a couple of weeks. I'll be in Asia. And anyway, I love you, Erica.
I love you, Julia.
And I love you all and wish you the best. And everybody, just as she said, just let's all make, it's all from the choices we make. So let's.
Make good
ones. Just a beautiful message. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you all.
Yes. So good night, everyone.